Welcome back. This is RB. If you like this video at any point, hit the like button. Let's get it.
As soon as your woman will sleep with you, man, just leave.
Yeah.
You literally, if your woman's saying, exactly. I'm like, just leave.
Yeah.
You know, and leave with some honor.
I had the exact same opinion.
Yeah, I would agree. Fellas, once you get to the point where your woman just won't have sex with you, it's pretty much over. I mean, she has no interest in you whatsoever. Other than what you could provide for or staying together for the kids. Hey, if you do stay together, it should be cool with her if you get it elsewhere. I mean, human got needs. It's unfair for her to just say you're not ever having sex again in life. So she should be totally cool with you getting a little poon on the side since she closed shop. Or the other option, yeah, just leave. Leave with some dignity, man.
You know, because otherwise you're waiting for her to cheat.
Yeah.
And on top of that, while you're waiting for her to cheat, if you talk to another woman, you're the worst guy in the world.
Well, it sounds super.
I really do feel like in the dating world, I know why I'm looking at you. I know you don't date. But in the dating world, you have
you.
To. Yeah, well, keep waiting. I've been waiting forever. You'll have a wizard's beard by the time I ever consider it.
Wow. You know, look, ladies, people are going to remember how you treated people when you were young and cute. You don't got to do all that. You know, women go overboard when they feel like they on top. They go overboard with insulting people and turning people down and being mean and cruel, laughing in people's faces. Yeah, because they young and cute. They feel like they winning. Can't nobody tell them nothing. So it's okay. Not only is it okay, it's funny when women are mean to men. That's comical. But when a guy is even critical in any way or says any type of hurtful truth or anything that could be considered negative, he's Lucifer. But a woman could be the cruelest, meanest, most disrespectful person in the world to a guy, and it's funny. Be a decent human, ladies. It pays off in the long run, because those looks that's making you so confident, they're going to fade.
Anyway, I think, I forgot what I was saying.
Girls are powerful. Girls are strong. Girl boss, you can do whatever you want.
They don't give us enough credit.
How much is enough credit? Like, what do you want men to do that they're not doing already?
Yeah, they don't know. A lot of them don't know. They just say what they heard on TV or say what they think they should say. They don't really know. See, once you start asking in-depth questions, you're going to get this a lot. Brain freeze.
Let me say what you
want to
say.
No, it ain't that she ain't saying what she want to say. She don't know what to say. It ain't just women that do it, but a lot of women do. People just be talking. There's nothing deeper there.
Question again.
We literally get paid to take pictures.
You get free rides, stuff like that. Like free drinks,
yeah.
Stuff. Small
daily. I get free stuff daily. Like free weed, free everything. You think I don't have to work. I literally, just because I was pretty. And men just don't get that.
With all those privileges that you just listed, that so many women, you know, have access to, why do you think there are so many women who complain about just how difficult it is to be a woman in our society?
Because bitches are... We're like, we're spoiled. Like, I went to a crab shack today, and I'm used to having, like, people open my crab for me. And I literally had to open my own legs, and I was like, what the fuck?
You shouldn't have to open your legs. You should be able to keep your legs closed.
Oh, yeah. No, I always keep my legs. I get everything.
Your crab legs, not your legs.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's no point in being mad at it, fellas. It is what it is. Life ain't fair. But ladies, I just want you to be aware of your privilege. Now, don't get me wrong. There's certain situations where maybe a man has a privilege. But not as much as you. So appreciate a man's struggle from time to time if you can. I mean, it ain't a competition. It ain't a struggle competition or a privilege competition. I'm just saying. When you're almost 38, never married, don't have kids, and you... I doubt it's going to be anything positive. Okay, I'm guessing it said the rest in the song that she was playing that I can't play. But we know it's bad. When you almost 38, never been married, don't have kids, and you got tattoos all over your arms, and you're still trying to prance around on TikTok like you 15. It's cringe. Settle down early, ladies, so this ain't you. Okay. Decide it's time to freeze your eggs to secure your future mini-me's. But, I mean, you're not a bad-looking woman. Why couldn't you have found a guy? What is it about you that made it where you couldn't find a decent guy? Because they're out there. I'm positive they're out there. Are your standards too high? Do you think too highly of yourself? Yeah, it's never a good sign when a woman gotta freeze her eggs. Because women are the easiest thing to sell on the market. There's always guys looking for a woman.